Welcome to today's episode of the Art of Online Business podcast, my friend. This is another Ask Rick episode on this Quick Tip Friday. And as many of you know, I have a four-year-old daughter, Maya. And one of the things that Amy, my wife, and I are trying to teach her is, you know, problem solving. And so she'll ask for help with something, and we're really encouraging her to try to figure it out for herself. And one of the things that we encourage or ask her is, do you have all of the necessary information? Or, you know, in her case, a lot of times she's asking in terms of, like, you know, whatever she's playing with. I'm like, well, do you have all the pieces, or do you have everything that you need in order to be able to answer that question? And a question I get all the time, whether just in general, but especially from, you know, the members of my coaching program, my accelerator coaching program, is how do I verify if something is working? And in this particular instance, I was asked recently, how do I verify if my evergreen funnel is working? And because this is such a common question, I wanted to do an episode on this and share how I go about, how my brain thinks about answering this question. Because, you know, just like with my daughter, is like, if you don't have all the pieces of information, it makes it that much harder to be able to answer the question. If we have incomplete information, then there's going to be gaps in trying to answer whatever it is that we're trying to answer. And so when you're trying to verify whether your funnel is working or not, one of the overwhelming things can be that you're trying to look at the entire funnel all at once, right? So just like if Maya is looking at, I don't know, her Peppa Pig house, and she's trying to figure out why something isn't working, well, she might be looking at the entire house to try to figure that out rather than the one specific piece that she's having an issue with, right? And so to make things easier, you need to be breaking down each piece of the funnel to see where the actual breakdowns are, if there are any. And so, you know, I would encourage Maya in this case here, looking at her Peppa Pig house, is to, okay, what is the problem that you perceive, you know, there to be? And maybe, you know, she'll answer whatever that might be. And it's like, all right, where's the first place that we can look at, rather than looking at the overarching big problem and assume there's a problem? What is the one specific place that we can start? And the foundation of whether or not my, you know, whether my evergreen funnel is working is simply, are you making more revenue than what you are paying to put traffic through the funnel? Right? How much revenue are you making based on how much that you're spending to send traffic through the funnel? Is your ROI more than what you're spending to put through it? And if you don't know, if you can't answer that question, then now you've got issues. Now you've got challenges. Oftentimes we know how much we're spending, right, to put traffic into the funnel. So like in this funnel that I was asked about, they were running ads into the funnel, but they had no idea what revenue was resulting from the funnel. And so again, most of us can answer, you're like, oh yeah, we spent, you know, whatever it might be, $1,000 on ads, but we oftentimes don't know what the revenue is as a result of that ad spend. And that's obviously a big problem. We have to know how much revenue is resulting from the funnel. And if we don't know that, we cannot truly verify if the funnel is working or not. And everybody wants to scale, right? We all like, I want to scale this funnel. I want to scale whatever it is. Well, we shouldn't scale anything until we have complete insight into whether it's actually providing a positive return on investment. You know, I've been working with somebody in Accelerator now for several months, and they were spending a lot of money in the second half of 2021, first half of 2022. They were spending a significant amount of money, multiple five figures per month on their ads, but they couldn't pinpoint, they couldn't tell how much revenue was resulting in, you know, from that ad spend. And so, and of course they want to, you know, they want to scale their business, but the first thing we have to answer is, like, is the ad spend resulting in a positive ROI? And so again, most people don't know that number. And my intention with this is to help you be able to answer that. And so if we don't know what that number is, you know, or if we don't know how much revenue we're generating from the funnel, we have to figure it out. And that was the case with this person who was asking me like, hey, can we verify if this, if my evergreen funnel is working or not? And as it turns out, they had incomplete data. There's a lot of different ways to be looking at this, but they had incomplete data. They didn't know what their landing page conversion rate was. They didn't have that landing page conversion rate in their data. And they happened to be running video ads. And so they had the actual data about the video ads themselves, meaning like, you know, view rate and click rate and all that stuff. But we had no insight into, all right, we know what the click rate is, but what is the conversion of landing page? You know, what is the landing page conversion rate of the traffic that is coming from the ad to the landing page? And it was going into a webinar. So we knew what the webinar numbers were in terms of, you know, show up rate and how long people were watching and so forth, but we had no insight whatsoever into how much revenue was being generated. And by the way, this campaign was being run by an ad agency, and the ad and they've been running this campaign for a long time, and the ad agency wasn't even providing this information. And this is one of those things that drives me nuts when ad agencies are just running ads just to run ads. Like, yeah, we'll send traffic. Okay, cool. But like, what is the ROI of the effort that you are putting into? Like, why are we paying you? We're paying you to run ads against a specific goal. And if you are working with an ads manager or an ad agency, you need to be giving them a goal of what you're trying to do. This is not a case of like, oh, okay, I'm going to pay you, you know, whatever, $4,000 a month or five grand a month just to run ads to my funnel. Well, no, like we need to be looking at a positive ROI, and you give them a goal of the ROI. Now, granted, the ad agency doesn't have any control over how well your webinar works or how well your funnel works, but they need to be tracking that information so that you can be working in tandem to be able to improve the specific stats. Okay, this is one of those things where I can go on and on about this. It drives me nuts that the ad agency wasn't even providing this information to this person I was talking to, and giving them incomplete information and just kind of like going along as if everything's, you know, hunky dory. Well, no, that wasn't the case. And so anyway, so if we don't know how much revenue is being generated from our funnel, there's a different, you know, there's definitely different ways to do that. The easiest thing to do is to create a unique funnel in our landing page software, right? So I use Kleq, K-L-E-Q, rickmulready.com/Kleq, K-L-E-Q. That's my affiliate link. I've been using them for a long time now. And, you know, so we can set up a funnel that is specific to our ads. Everything from landing page to, and you can use the same exact webinar that you might be using wherever, but you're creating a unique funnel for your ads. And so now that the only data that you're seeing from that specific funnel is coming from your ad campaign, right? And now, and I've talked about this in past episodes, but you can start comparing that data to what you're seeing in Ads Manager. And then the other way is, and I highly recommend that you're doing this now, is using Google UTM codes and setting up, you know, a dashboard and Data Studio to set up unique codes for each UTM codes for each of the ads that you're running, and running goals, setting up goals in Google Analytics to track conversions, right? And by the way, just a complete side note on Google Analytics, this coming July, you need to be migrated over to GA4, Google Analytics 4, as opposed to the Universal Analytics that we've been using for years now. And part of setting that GA4 up is creating those goals. Like, and the goal is basically a funnel, right? What is the goal of, or why am I running this campaign in the first place? Well, I want to run ads to my webinar, and that webinar, the goal is to go into a sale, whether it's on the webinar or the follow-up sequence. Well, that's what the goal is like different goals. Like, all right, sign up for the webinar, landing page conversion rate, and then sales, and et cetera. So you're creating a data set that allows you to look at it and say, oh, my funnel is actually working, or no, my funnel is not working. And then from there, once you have this set up, then you get to go in and break down each part of the funnel. And just like, you know, going back to Maya, and if she's looking at her her Peppa Pig house, and she's thinking that there's something wrong, well, if she's looking at the entire picture, that can feel overwhelming. It's the same thing for a funnel. You want to break down each part of the funnel. We have to look at, you know, what's your landing page conversion rate from your ads? Well, why is that important? Because if you have a low landing page conversion rate, your ad costs are going to be higher. There's some sort of breakdown, a discrepancy between the consistency between your ad and the messaging and the landing page, right? And if people are getting to your landing page and bouncing, it's telling the algorithm from whatever platform that you're using, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or you know, YouTube or what have you, that it's not a good user experience. And it's going to hurt you in terms of running your ads. If you're doing a webinar, in this case here, the person I was helping was doing a webinar. I don't really take a ton of stock into how many sales are being made on the actual webinar. What I do want to see from the webinar is how long are people staying on the webinar? Because when you're tracking that and you see there's a total drop at 35% into the webinar, well, you get to go look at the webinar and say, all right, what's happening at this time? You know, 35% in the webinar, like, what am I doing? What am I talking about? What's happened up to that point? And so if there's a huge drop, a consistent drop in your evergreen webinar at that point, well, you get to make changes to it. And, you know, again, it's using the data to make a decision. And then also, how many people that are signing up are actually watching the webinar? But again, the bigger stat that I want to see is, what is the lead to sale conversion rate? What is the number of sales that are happening from your funnel in relation to the number of leads? And you just take number of sales divided by number of leads. Also, what is your earnings per lead? So you take your total revenue. So for example, if you take a 30-day window to look at, let's just say you look at the month of February. Okay, how much money did we generate from the funnel in the month of February? And then divide that by the number of leads that you put into the funnel. And so let's just say that your earning per lead is $30 and your cost per lead that you're paying is $5.67. Well, that's a pretty good gap, right? That's a pretty good discrepancy isn't the right word. A gap is a better way to say it, between $5.67 and $30. The bigger the gap, the better, because you're paying $5.67 per lead and the earning per lead that you're bringing to the funnel is $30. The idea is to stretch that gap even bigger. And so it's like, okay, how do we increase our earning per lead and decrease our cost per lead? And you can do one thing at a time, obviously. But these are the types of numbers that we need to know. What are your email open rates, you know, during your quote unquote cart open period or your open enrollment period after the webinar, after your evergreen? What are your email click rates? And I understand that it's all subjective, right? Because the rates are higher than what they normally are because of, you know, automatic clicks and opens and all this other stuff. But at least you've got benchmarks. And so you have to know these numbers. If you don't know these things, it's okay, because you can only change things going forward. But the idea is to start collecting and tracking these data points so that you can start by verifying whether your funnel is actually working or not. And then when you have all of the data, when you have the complete picture, then you can start optimizing from there. And as it turned out, when I was helping this person answer the question, hey, can we verify whether my evergreen funnel is working or not? We had incomplete data. We had no idea about the specific revenue being attributed to the ad campaign. Now, she had overall revenue in her business, but there was traffic coming from, you know, organic social media and email list and that sort of thing. So it was all kind of grouped together. We had no insight into, oh, I can directly correlate this much revenue from my ad campaign. And again, ad agency needs to be able to guide that conversation with their client. And again, they're not responsible for the actual funnel performance and stuff like that, but tracking it and, you know, like, hey, this is the ROI from what we're running here. That's basic stuff, right? So you need to be able to have all the data to be able to answer the question, hey, can I verify whether this is working or not? Do I know what my ROI is? Do I know what my revenue is coming from this specific ad spend coming into my funnel? What's my earnings per lead? What's my lead to sale conversion rate? And so these are, you know, this is just one example of the types of things that I really help people with when I'm coaching them inside of our accelerator coaching program, because we've got to know the numbers first and make sure that we're tracking everything cleanly before we scale, right? And it's just a common thing I see every single day from all different types of businesses. So if you'd like some help with that, if you'd like, you know, coaching from me to be able to help you, you know, grow and scale your business. And because when you dial this thing in, when you dial in a funnel like that, for example, then you get the funnel doing the heavy lifting for you in the business. And then you can start the process of working less in the business. And that's one of the big things that we help you do when I'm coaching you inside of our accelerator coaching program. So if you want to learn more, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. It's a short application right there. Fill out the application and look forward to reviewing that application. What additional questions do you have when it comes to breaking down your funnel? Were there things that I didn't cover today that you have questions about? You know, feel free to send me an email, rick@rickmulready.com. That's my direct email. Shoot it over or shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm @rickmulready on Instagram. All right. This is the key here, my friend, having the data to make informed decisions and using that data to make the decisions, not emotion. That's the key to getting things squared away and the foundation before we scale anything. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. Hope this was helpful for you. I appreciate you. Until next time, be well, and I'll chat with you soon.